Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hey, this is Pastor Shane. I am the pastor of Eastview Baptist Church in Georgetown, Tennessee. I'm also the founder here of His Vision Ministries. And this week, I've been speaking to you on the subject of giving. And today, I'm going to speak on the subject of generosity and community in this Nugget series. I want to thank each of you for joining in these Nuggets each and every day. It's such a blessing to know that I get emails and I get text messages and different things from people that are just letting me know that they're blessed. It's not really about me. It's just me really proclaiming the Word of God, and I do this from the abundance of my heart. And I'm over at Montgomery Bell, just about 45 minutes from Nashville, and I'm at the State Park this week, and it's so beautiful here. And I praise God for His creation. It's just amazing what God has created and just the nature itself, and to be able to be still and know that He's Lord. Generosity and community. Today we're going to be in Acts chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 42 through 46. I'm just going to read a portion of that today, where the Bible says, "And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need." And so this is the word of the Lord. I'll praise God for that. You know, friend, the early church was really marked not only by powerful preaching and prayer, but also by radical generosity. Acts chapter 2, if you go back and read it, it paints a picture of believers so filled with the Spirit that they freely shared everything. And their generosity was not just, it was voluntary, let me say that. It wasn't something they were forced to do. It was basically flowing from their hearts. It was transformed by the gospel. Now, this was more than just financial giving. It was life sharing. They ate together. They prayed together. They cared for one another. Their generosity, it built a community where no one was left behind. But the result, listen, the Lord added, the Bible says, to their number daily. You know, generosity and community really testifies to the world that the love of Christ is real. And I think we've seen that some here lately with all that's been going on. Listen, when outsiders saw believers joyfully giving and receiving, they saw evidence of a kingdom not built on greed, but built on grace. And the church grew, not just by the words it preached, but also the love that was displayed. I want you to think about this for just a moment. What would it look like today if the church recaptured the Spirit, or that same Spirit? It might mean, you know, helping a struggling family pay for rent, supporting a missionary overseas, simply going and cooking a meal. That means a lot to a lot of people, for maybe a weary brother and sister. That's what the church ought to be doing. It could mean sacrificing a personal luxury so another could have their basic need met. I don't know. Community generosity, though, reminds us, listen, we're not isolated to individuals, but we're a part of the body of Christ. And listen, when one member suffers, I want to tell you right now, all suffer. When one rejoices, all rejoice. And that's what we're told over in 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, verse 26. True generosity refuses to let brothers and sisters walk alone in lack. You know, I think about the early church because I've been teaching on that on Wednesday nights at church. It shows us, though, that generosity is not just an individual discipline. It's a corporate calling. Listen, when God's people live open-handed, the world sees the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, I thank you for joining each and every one. I pray for every person that gets on here and either listens through a podcast or goes on to any of the social channels that we're on, through our website at hisvision.org. I don't know who a lot of you are. I know a lot of people that do get these, but I don't know everybody because there's so many people that get these nuggets. But I want you to know God knows, and I also pray for you, and I praise God for you. Thank you for joining today. We'll see you again next time. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.